Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. One of my favorite radio shows is, and this is not going to be a big surprise, Говорим по-русски, Let's Speak Russian, on Эхо Москвы, where various Russian language specialists discuss trends, changes, interesting facts, complicated grammar, and the daily violence done to Veliki Moguchi Ruski Yazyk, the great and powerful Russian language. Last week, the guest was a professor who is Член Гильдии Лингвистов Экспертов, a member of the Guild of Expert Linguists, one of the people who analyze conflicts of language in media, trademarks, and other areas. In short, a god who walks the earth. The topic was about the notion of hurting people's feelings in Russian, particularly in Russian legislation, like the law against оскорбление чувств верующих, insulting the feelings of religious believers. While I'd always found the phrase surprisingly difficult to translate, I hadn't considered all the issues associated with it, or all the nuances of insulting, hurting feelings, humiliating, and injuring честь и достоинство, the honor and dignity, of your neighbors and fellow citizens in Russian. So, how are you mean and insulting in Russian? There are several linguistic options. Расстраивать, расстроить, to upset someone, can happen unintentionally or by circumstance. Its reflexive form is often used to convey being annoyed, upset, or put out. Ой, я так расстроилась. После тяжелого дня хотела принять душ, а горячей воды нету. I'm so annoyed. After a hard day, I wanted to take a shower, but there's no hot water. But you can also be upset by someone's hurtful actions or words. Шеф меня так расстроил. Он сказал, что я очень плохо работала в последнее время. My boss really cut me to the quick. He said my work had been bad recently. Another verb pair is обижать, обидеть. To say or do something that hurts someone's feelings or injures someone. This is a very versatile verb pair. It can be used to mean showing disrespect, like when two people are dickering over a sales price. Я же сказал, плачу 400 за картину. Обижаешь, дорогой. I told you I'll pay you 400 for your painting. You insult me, my friend. Or you can use it when you're not given your due. Меня недоверие обижает. Their lack of faith in me is insulting. Or when a child hits his little sibling. Не обижай маленького. Don't be mean to your little brother. And then обижать is used to describe saying something nasty or unflattering about someone. Не очень мне хочется обижать людей, которые занимаются ремонтом автомобилей, но они все жулики. I don't really want to insult car repairmen, but they're all crooks. In fights, people use harsh words that can sting. Он очень сильно меня обидел. He really insulted me. Он обидел меня до глубины души. He deeply offended me. It can also be used to mean some form of physical or sexual abuse, often to children. Это тип припёрся из своей деревни, чтобы детишек тут обижать. That creep snuck over from his village to abuse the little kids here. Sometimes people aren't doing the insulting. Богом обиженный is what you say about someone without talent, looks, or intelligence. In English, we might say, he was standing behind the door when God was handing out brains. In another usage, not being insulted is very, very good. When you say природа, nature, didn't insult someone, it means that nature didn't skimp, but was very generous to someone. Природа не обидела его талантами. Nature endowed him with many talents, literally, didn't begrudge him talents. Sometimes this expression is used with different agents of generosity. Вообще, государство не обижало директора казенных заводов. Generally speaking, the state was pretty generous to the directors of their factories. Just about the worst way to treat someone is унижать, унизить, to humiliate, diminish, debase, belittle. Although sometimes it's not as bad as it might seem. Нас не унижала коммунальность. We didn't find communal living humiliating. Or sometimes it seems worse than perhaps it actually is. Стоять в очереди он не мог. Это его унижало. He refused to stand in line. He found it humiliating. But most of the time, унижать is the process of destroying somebody by making them feel so little that they hardly exist.
Уж унижать человека, так унижать. Сперва уничтожить его оболочку, потом и до души добраться.
If you're going to debase someone, then do it right. First belittle their outer appearance, and then go after their heart and soul.
Оскорблять, оскорбить
is also quite strong. This verb pair means to insult, offend, or cast aspersions. It's not just putting someone down. It's saying something demeaning. It usually provokes a reaction, though not always this dramatic.
Если рыцаря оскорбляли, к ногам обидчика летела перчатка.
If a knight was insulted, he threw down the gauntlet at the feet of his offender. Today, no gauntlets are thrown down, but people get mighty upset when they're insulted.
Оскорбили мою профессию, мою, можно сказать, святиню.
They insulted my profession, something I hold sacred, you might say. Often it seems that the best way to convey one's indignation is to use several near synonyms, like here.
Будто в душу плюнули, оскорбили, унизили.
It was like they spit on my soul. They insulted me, humiliated me.
Я никого не хочу ни обидеть, ни оскорбить.
I don't want to offend or insult anyone. If you ever happen to insult someone unintentionally, try making it up to them by using this phrase.
Прошу прощения, если я чем-то вас обидел.
I'm sorry if I somehow offended you. Hint, you can also say that, even if it was intentional. You regret it, right? This brings us back to the phrase оскорбление чувств верующих. I've found it translated many different ways. Insult the feelings of believers, assault on religious feelings, insult the sentiments of religious believers, and even religious contempt or a breach of the sanctity of religion. I don't really like any of them. I think the problem is that in English, religious feelings is an odd phrase, and while you could insult someone's religion or hurt someone's feelings, mixing those two concepts gets confusing. The only phrase that sounds half decent to my ear is to be disrespectful of people's religious feelings and beliefs. Now, the tricky bit with all of this and the law is that being insulted is subjective. Someone might call you every name in the book. They might disparage your nationality, your religion, your looks, and your intelligence.
And it's like water off a duck's back. Меня это не обидит и не покоробит никогда.
That will never offend or bother me. And then another time, someone might just give you a look and you feel totally devastated. That's the legal problem. The linguistic expert on the radio show that started all of this said that you either have to define in the law exactly what constitutes оскорбление or check it out altogether, since one person's insult is another person's background noise. In fact, he said, in most cases, when someone swears at you or calls you a nasty name or says something mean, it's not оскорбление, an insult, or унижение, humiliation. It's речевое хулиганство, verbal hooliganism. And that is now officially my favorite phrase of the summer. That's it for this week. I'll be off practicing my own речевое хулиганство next week, so see you in 2 weeks. In the meantime, if you can spare the change, please help support the Moscow Times. Спасибо большое. До встречи через 2 недели. Пока!